Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello? Well, welcome to the Diva of Duel weekly podcast.
I was on mute.
Oh.
I just went through all the stuff.
Way to go.
On mute. Way to go. Oh, that's funny.
Who's giving the spiel?
Oh, wow. I just gave the spiel on mute.
On mute.
On mute. I was on
okay,
mute.
Okay, Gary. Yeah, you're on mute,
okay.
Too.
Let's start over again. Can I start the music? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, welcome to tonight's Blog Talk Radio show. This is Rose, the mute dummy here. And we have Mary and Carrie, or Marianne and Anna with us.
Hello.
Hello.
They didn't press mute. I did. We want to make sure that you follow Carrie, Diva of Duel. She's unable to make it tonight. However, you can follow the blog at divaofduel.com, and you can follow her on Twitter at Diva of Duel, and you can follow her on Facebook at Diva Duel. There's a Diva Days of Our Lives actual site. There's also the message board, Delightfully Demure, that I do that is delightfullydemira.proboards.com, I believe. Or it's proboards. No, I think it's that way. I haven't looked. I'm so prepared. And then we also have our friends Amy and Bob Hapka, at Bob Hapka for Twitter and at Amy Hapka for Twitter. And, let's not forget to follow Sean.
Sean underscore Douglas.
And he's on Twitter, and he's doing a lot of tweeting right now. And on Monday, we'll be having a, well, we aren't having it, but there's going to be a Twitter bomb. It's at 1 o'clock. Is that Eastern or Pacific?
Yeah, Eastern. Uh-huh.
Eastern. Yeah, I thought so. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's Eastern. I'll check while we're talking. But there's a Twitter bomb on Monday, and he seems excited about it. he caught wind of it on Twitter. I saw some public messages that went through.
Yeah, he's been
so
tweeting
cute.
And retweeting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been tweeting and retweeting. He's just so cute. Okay. And then, and then let's see, who else? There's like thousands of people.
Let's see.
Yeah, Causey Hooch and us and Mama underscore Hooch.
Yeah, I guess you could follow us, Causey Hooch and Mama Hooch, Mama underscore Hooch, and then myself, Rose of the Briar, and and then Teo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teo Pangloss. What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Teo Pangloss.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then there's Ian Buchanan and Lauren Cosby.
Yeah, Ian Buchanan. Well, at Kilt Trip USA is Ian.
No, at Kilt Trip USA is Ian, and Lauren is Lauren Coslow.
That's Lauren Coslow. Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Well, we had an interesting week of different things. I, of course, want to get the fun stuff off my back first. what I'm dubbing as the Tea Party, because they were reading Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, how appropriate.
It was just appropriate. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really a book club party. It turned into a tea party. Thanks to JJ's
more
fine
like
cooking.
A pot party.
Pot party. Thanks to JJ's fine cooking, Adrian. Oh my gosh, you know she's always trying to help her family in some way or another. Jennifer made all these wonderful donuts and. For the book club party and JJ came in and she had leftover dough, and she was wondering what she should do with the leftover dough. Should she freeze it? And he asked if he should, you know, if he could go ahead and cook these donuts, and Jennifer was going to help him. He's like, oh, no, go get ready for your party, because he decided to put the pot in the donuts because he was worried about getting caught with it. I thought it was kind of weird that he was worried about getting caught with it, bringing it right back to the two friends that he just got it from. I mean, why didn't his friend Corey keep it in the first place?
And he was hadn't worried before about getting caught because they've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, why are you passing it back and forth in an open marketplace if you're just going to meet at the same place to smoke
that's,
it?
That's what happened to your pothead.
Yeah, it made absolutely no sense. But the girls seemed to enjoy it at the tea party, and it was really great seeing Julie and Adrian and Kayla enjoying their.
And they invited Nicole, which
and
was funny.
Jennifer invited Nicole. Evidently, they're going to become friends, or they're trying to build that bridge back up. And which, you know, it's better than the Chloe Chloe and Nicole.
Yeah.
That one never made any sense.
Yeah, and Nicole's going to expose JJ sooner or later. She's figuring him out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He would really think so, and it was funny. Nicole was when she went and she almost spilled the. I got to get back to what we were saying in the first place. Adrian decided to be nice to the family. She saw that she'd be nice to JJ because she saw that his donuts weren't quite up to par looking. They weren't really all that pretty, and she wanted to help him make a good impression on his friends. So she decided to swap the donuts out. She kept JJ's donuts and gave JJ Jennifer's donuts. So, of course, the girl and him and Corey are all sitting there together eating these donuts, and it's like, really?
Nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening, dude.
They still feel the same.
I love JJ's idea. First, he was going to blame Corey and, you know, his stash that he used, and then came over his face, and it's like, oh, no.
Yeah, he knew.
So,
oh, no,
yeah.
Get a run out.
And,
I got to get home.
Yep. And the girls all did a really great job doing that.
Oh, yeah.
It must have been a lot of fun.
How realistic wasn't it?
It was, and... Nicole walks in with, I don't know for sure myself, but Nicole walked in with that bottle of wine. Nicole walked in with that bottle of wine and almost spilled it on the donuts. Yeah, almost spilled it on the donuts. And the girls were like, way to save the donuts, Nicole, you know, Jennifer and Nicole
was
like, the donuts. I was more worried about the $20 bottle of wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and you know, the girls probably all got their headache because, you know, they switched from white wine to red wine and, you know, who knows what else they were drinking that night.
They just think they drank too much wine. I mean, really?
Yeah.
You get like that from wine? I guess too much? I don't know. They didn't even drink that much wine. They were eating the donuts. They didn't figure it out, I guess.
But I did, Julie's line, it's the exact line, but it was great. She used the word freaking, and I just thought that was funny. She was really cute when she went on
about her cruise.
You know what I hate? I hate cruises.
Because that's what they do all the time.
Yeah, Julie.
Her aunt, you know, in real life, too.
Well, I mean, but in the show, they're never on the show because they're always off on this cruise or out on that cruise. Those freaking cruises.
But she kept going on about it. And the water. And Doug likes looking out at the water. And it's just, you know. She did a good job. She was funny.
She was.
I liked her.
Evidently she had a great,
she was. She did a
great goodbye scene that day. Dan sang Jennifer's Julie's goodbye scene, I guess, was really good. So, and then Kayla, you know, I hope...
what about that poor little
Kayla was
mouse?
Funny.
What about that poor little mouse? You know, they put him in the teapot, and I hope someone there is CPR certified.
Yeah.
There were
yes,
quite
he
a
was
few
funny.
Good lines from that. Yeah, there's
mm-hmm.
quite a few good lines from that one. That was cute.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't.
Like,
you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like we were saying before, Nicole was differently affected, you know, maybe because she had such a resistance to it because she's been,
yeah.
she's an addict anyway. And she really didn't seem as stoned as they did, or she was more serious instead of they were all giggly and funny and goofy. So at first I thought, well, she's, you know, she might figure it out, but.
Yeah.
She has, but,
that was
but she's suspicious, though.
That was definitely
yeah.
realistic, since she obviously has more of a
tolerance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
you would have thought that Nicole would have figured out what had happened, because, I mean, she would have
I
way
thought,
more
yeah.
of a tolerance to wine. She would have been able to, well, I didn't drink that much, you know.
Right. They're like, it couldn't be the wine. We didn't drink that much wine, lady. You know, nobody said that. Come on.
Yeah,
you,
you
get like
thought
that
Nicole
from
would say
wine.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Because Nicole, you know, she's had enough drinks in her lifetime to know that, you know, the two glasses of wine she had wouldn't have done that to her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Jennifer said in the chat room, Nicole seemed to feel it the day after, though. But I kind of wonder, though, if they were all, like, if it was psychosomatic, because they all thought they were really hungover, and that's kind of like part of the humor of the whole thing, because they wouldn't have had a hangover being stoned like that, I guess. So I'm just wondering
yeah,
if that was part of the joke, too, that they all
well,
go around the next day thinking they have these horrible headaches when they really didn't drink that much.
Well, and
right.
actually, you know, they kind
yeah.
of did lay it out to where they drank that much, because they had like
that's
four
true.
Or five bottles of white Jennifer had sitting up there.
Yeah,
in
that's
little
true.
Tr-
Everybody brought
and then they had
something,
the two
you're
or
right.
three glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had the two or three
but
bottles
they probably
of
were
bread.
Drinking and eating. Drinking and eating. The donuts.
True.
Yeah.
The
combination
butter, oh
of
God.
The wine and the weed, I guess.
When they broke out the pickles and Jennifer was trying to say expiration date, so everybody has
yeah.
that jar of pickles in the back of the fridge that you never look at.
Yeah.
It's like, if she's mm-hmm. trying to say expiration date, she can't say it. And then,
and they were eating anything they could find, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Kayla's over there eating peanut butter.
And she wanted tacos. Oh, tell them to bring tacos.
I was watching that episode today, and all of a sudden I craved tacos. I had to go get tacos for dinner because I was, like, craving them. And I'm like, and I promise I did not do anything to deserve the munchies. It was just merely the power of suggestion from watching the show.
Yep, well,
but,
that was,
I'll have to go get tacos after the show.
It was funny when the cop came to the door and Jennifer answered the door. That was so funny. When she was talking to the cop, you know, bring
yeah.
the key. Oh, the handcuffs. The
oh
handcuffs.
God.
Julie brought out the handcuffs. Did you see that?
Yes.
That was so
oh
funny.
Oh, my God. Because somebody had just
said
something about, I hope they're reading 50 Shades of Gray or something.
Oh, I just said
that. Kids, Rory. I think Rory said
that. She must have been talking to the Hoochies, you know, and Teo or something, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
my God. She was handcuffs. She was tough, though. The handcuffs and the
That's all we used to talk about.
In the chat room, Miranda said, reminded me about the eat me. Wasn't Julie the one saying, eat me?
Yes. Yes.
Like I said, Julie had some awesome lines in that
she
episode.
Was, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She was
Let me see how they work. Look, I can get out of them. She could get out of them.
Oh, that was
you know, it's always a hoot when Julie enters the scene. She's always so much fun and upbeat.
Well, I got to tell
yeah.
you, I didn't look at who wrote the last 2 days' episodes, but Monday and Wednesday this week were Carolyn Culleton, and Tuesday, the day of the majority of the book club, was Richard Culleton, and they always rock with the dialogue. Friday was Richard Culleton also. I didn't look at Thursday, but Friday was Richard as well. And we'll get to that later. We'll get to what happened on Friday. But it just, oh, my gosh. It was a good week as far as dialogue goes and as far as humor.
Julie,
I think humor.
Yeah, Julie had a call Hope. And Hope just
yeah.
thought she was brought. She was funny.
Yeah, well, because Hope was supposed to be.
Hope was supposed to be there. Right.
And she was there to serve everything and then turned around and got a call and had to go to work. So Hope escaped the entire tea party
mm-hmm.
for some reason.
I know. Miranda also reminded us in the chat room when you were talking earlier about how Jennifer was like, you know, talking to the police officer at the door.
Right.
She's like, thank you, first responder.
Thank you, first responder. Yeah, she was.
That was
come on.
Yeah. There are just too many funny things about that. Oh, my God.
And Kayla's yelling, did he bring the tacos? Did he bring,
yeah.
did he bring the tacos? She wanted him to bring the tacos.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Of course, that was kind of marred, by the whole Sammy trying to, I don't know how she figured out she was being poisoned with the food. Because it was just a note that said, you're a dead woman. I mean, that could have come from anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
it
was on her tray with the food.
Yeah,
and as soon as she took
a bite,
then she saw the note. She took a bite of the hamburger, picked up the napkin, and saw it, and then went and spit it out. Yeah,
that.
I think that's what she thought, that somebody meant that they poisoned
being
her food.
Poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could come in and do all kinds of stuff to her, Mm-hmm. If they can get to her food, they can get to her. So.
Mm-hmm. But that just gave EJ a reason to get her new bail hearing. You know, this is another incident where someone tried to, and that's what they ended up happening. Of course, she didn't get her bail. I mean, the judge denied that. No.
That was really. I loved the look on her face because when she was told that she couldn't have bail because the last time. That EJ was out on bail, the two of them tried to run, and she was like, what? No. Whoa, wait. Oh, yeah, we did that. Now what?
We did that. So. Yeah. Yeah, the look of devastation. I was like, oh, okay, now what do we do?
Yeah. And then I know by the end of the week, EJ went to Rafe himself, which... Number one, I want to know, Rafe's been in that hospital.
He wanted Rafe
to know. Oh, well, no, I just want to vent a little frustration here.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in that hospital bed for months from a mugging, a bump on the head. EJ was shot in the head and was out in a day.
That's how it always is. Yeah.
I mean, the bump on the head's going to kill you in Salem, but anything else, you're good on.
Right.
So EJ finally broke down and went to Rafe and tried to get that situated because he tried to get that cop to plant the money.
Yeah. But Stefano turned around and took it back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. Yeah. I think it was planted, but then Stefano stopped it and because when Hope and Abe went to search the Bernardi's, the planted money isn't there. Wasn't there.
Yeah.
And EJ figured out, it was EJ. It was Stefano. And he confronted Stefano, too. So it was some good scenes to see them two together. We hadn't seen them for a while. And Stefano and EJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so EJ broke down and went to Rafe and tried to get Rafe to cooperate there and help Sammy. I don't know. It didn't come off very well to me because Rafe just seemed so arrogant about, I'm not going to break the law and you shouldn't either, It's like,
EJ's willing to do anything to help Sammy, but Rafe would never
He wouldn't hide the fact that she shot EJ or anything like that. He wouldn't break the law.
I think he believes that she didn't try to kill him. I mean that she did save him. He just can't figure out why Bernardi was. I think he believes
Sammy
really
had that great scene.
Yeah.
Anna should tell us about that one if you want to.
Oh yeah, the Kate
that
and
was awesome.
Race
the
beans.
Kate
yeah.
And scene, that was, yeah, well, the Kate and
Sammy
scene.
Early in the week, Kate kind of confronts Stefano because, Chad had told her that he denied, that Stefano denied trying to have Rafe killed. So she sees Stefano and approaches him with the stupid Sicily that's always all over, kissing all over Stefano. Anyway, annoying. But so he basically calls her a soulless whore, which means that Stefano just got moved down a few more notches down on the list, on the you-know-what list, on the Kazi's you-know-what list, I should say. So, yeah, not happy with Stefano. Anyway, he treats her like crap. But
he didn't lie to her. He told her the truth.
That's true.
She's trying to
piece this together, of course, because, mm-hmm. you know, she can tell he's telling the truth because she knows him very well. But yet they still believe Sammy, you know, so they're trying to figure this out. Well, anyway, you know, so there's a lot of her at Rafe's bedside trying to tell him to take care of himself and to, you know, have hope that he'll be okay eventually, that kind of thing. And she goes and tells Rafe, look, I confronted Stefano again, and she's like, he really seems to be telling the truth that he wasn't trying to have you killed. And, it, you know, it ticks Rafe off because he really thinks that he was trying to get him killed. So, and that Sammy definitely was trying to save his life when she shot Bernardi. So, you know, there's a lot of that back and forth at the bedside, and then Kate
goes to Sammy's cell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So she's trying to figure this all out. She ends up going to. Yeah. She goes to Sammy. Yeah. There we go. Thank you for getting me on track. Yeah. So she goes to visit Sammy, and I have some great lines because she's like, Sammy's just all over. Like, why are you here? You hate me. Blah blah blah. Why are we even talking? And Kate's like, Sammy, can you just not be you for a minute?
Not be you for just one minute.
Yes.
Yeah. And so basically Kate's like, look, Stefano, I think, is telling me the truth when he says that he wasn't trying to get Rafe killed. But I also believe you that you were justified in being concerned that he was in peril, so that Rafe was in peril. So, you know, we'll try to figure this out.
And
at one point, you know, and Sammy's still being belligerent and being, she didn't get the cue of don't be you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, and she says, so
work with
like,
me
is,
here,
is
you know?
When you, yeah. And so Sammy's like, is this where you hand me the red shiny apple? And so I think as a reference to those poison apples that were running around town there for a few years, a few years ago with Chloe. You know, they go through their little, you know, their little cammy spat, you know, and then they finally start working, like, Sammy starts loosening up, realizing that Kate really is trying to help her. And quite frankly, I think a lot of the reason, this is my own opinion, but I think part of what Kate's motivated by is that Rafe is just so torn up about it. You know, he's just freaking out that Sammy's in jail because she tried to save his life. And it's causing him a lot of problems, and so
no, and it doesn't add up either because it doesn't add up to Kate either because Stefano says he didn't try to have him killed.
She
actually knows Stefano well enough to know that he really
did the mirror honor.
Yeah,
when he swears on the Demira name.
Yeah, he swore on the Demira name, but her explanation, even the one she was telling Sammy, was just so unbelievable. Because it was not because of Kate, but because of the fact that, you know, she knows that Stefano still treats her as his prize, you know, and that you know, Kate is Stefano's conquest. Nobody can have Kate, and she knows this, and so he wouldn't lie to her. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Of course he would lie to her, but
right.
You know, she would know if he was lying to her, though.
Yeah, so they start working together, and they start processing things, and she's like, okay, just step back, let's recreate the scene, you know, I'll be you, meaning Kate, Sammy, and Sammy is Bernardi.
And this attitude of she's over there standing next to the head of the bed, and she's like, well, of course he was over here, you know, he was trying to slit his throat. And Kate's like, work with me.
Yeah, exactly. And then she finally realizes, wait a minute, Bernardi was really down more by towards his feet and kind of aiming towards the middle. And so as they work through it, it hits them both at the same exact time that he was going for the family jewels, you know.
And so they're like, oh. And then
they went, oh, you took some of it.
That's not what his intention was. His intention was to cut his, you know, what off. So anyway, they're both like, oh, okay. So, yeah, so, and I don't know, did I see the rest of Fridays? Did it go anywhere after that?
EJ comes in and she tells him.
Yeah.
She tells him, your father's a sick son of a bitch,
and he says,
tell me something I don't already know.
Yeah.
And then he tells her.
When Sammy tells him, he also says, based on the conversation I just had with him, you might as well let him do it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. EJ says, I think he should have just let him do it.
Yeah.
And then, yes.
He was ticked off with Rafe at that point. So, like,
he just let it off.
I thought it was funny
they couldn't actually use the word family jewels or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
She just said, Stefano just wanted to prevent Rafe from having sex with Kate or anyone else.
Or anyone else.
That's how he said it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something that Jennifer in the chat room is talking about, that it's always another big beef with me when somebody's in jail for this long, because Sammy's been there forever, too, that everybody's just allowed in that cell block, you know?
Oh, I know. And they can reach through the cell block,
and you can bring your purse full of, you know, with a cell phone with Rafe on the other end, you know? So that she can talk to Rafe. It's definitely not realistic, but... But she can't make phone calls to anybody, but she can, you know, get these phone calls brought into her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why don't you bring her food? Not a cell phone.
She gets to kiss EJ through the bars, too, you know.
Yeah.
Usually you're not allowed to have it.
The bars that they can still make, too.
Yeah. They could probably do it right there against the bars.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they could.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm waiting for that to happen. Yeah, that, you know, right against the bars.
Small child. Yeah, you could stick a small child with as wide as this bar.
Yeah. Yeah, they could actually do it. So, well, I don't know.
The one thing that is nice is we've seen a lot of her family come, but still, so many people are just able to walk right on in. And yet nobody thinks to bring her food, you know, somebody she can trust. Like EJ. EJ knows she's not eating, and they're worried about the food being brought in by three different officers. Yet every time he comes to visit, he never brings food. There's probably rules about cell phones.
There could be a nail file in the donut, like with Alice or something, you know.
Oh, okay.
Special demerit people come in and bring her food.
Yeah, but there's no nail file in... In the purse, you know? Yeah.
Well, I couldn't believe how naive or how stupid they had EJ acting with the whole plot.
I agree, I wanted to talk about that, too.
What in the heck? I mean,
how stupid. He's no better than that.
EJ's way too savvy for that. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
He tipped off Hope and Abe right away.
It was
unless that's part of his grand scheme, let's hope that next week we find out that there's more to it. Because if not, they just basically dumbed him down for plot, and that's annoying. Because, I mean, there's no reason. So I'm hoping there's more behind it, like maybe he's trying to make it, you know, I don't know. I'm hoping he's, because surely he can outsmart the Salem PD. I mean, come on.
Yeah, EJ is smarter than that. He would never have said that.
Yeah, that was such an amateur move. There's got to be more to it, or else they just really screwed up on the writing.
That was bad writing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the scenes, if you haven't seen those scenes yet out there and you're listening, you've got to go watch those. We call them Cammy, Kate and Sammy.
Cammy.
The Cammy scenes are hysterical, and they're really good. And I think there's going to be a lot more to come. So, and also, you might as well follow Cammy_fans on Twitter as well, if you enjoy Cammy together. But anyway, those were fun. So I'd say this week there was a huge amount of humor, and that was really overdue. It was nice to have that, you know, nice to have some levity, nice to have some, you know, to see another side to a lot of the characters and to their relationships. Through humor, so I've really appreciated that and enjoyed that. So, yeah, but there, I'm trying to think, was there anything else with Kate that was significant? Oh, and of course, she hires who she thinks is a male physical therapist.
Yes.
And it turns out to be the Ugly Betty, you know, ripoff from GH, the whole, it's really pissing me off because GH.
Yeah, it
kind of
is a ripoff of Sabrina.
GH has been, has had a good story for several months about this nurse that's kind of an Ugly Betty character, but she's obviously really cute underneath it all, and eventually the swan comes out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really been like a sweet love story in some respects. But
Dave has decided
they're going to rip off that story, and instead of it being a nurse, they're going to bring in a physical therapist. Now, first of all, Kate thinks she's hiring a male physical therapist because her name is Jordan. And so she hires this Jordan Ridgway and thinks it's a male and it's really a female. But this girl is so plain and so, like, has the big glasses, which is nothing wrong with glasses, but they're purposely making her very, you know.
And the hairstyle just straight, pulled
her
back.
Hair is
no style.
And nasty, and she just looks
no style, yeah.
Yeah,
I've read some of the tweets.
No makeup on.
I've read some of the tweets from the actress who says, you know, yeah, you can't even, don't even try to sneak in some eyeliner, you know.
There's no makeup either. Mm-mm.
Yeah, there's no makeup. She said in an interview. She said
wow.
There's absolutely no makeup, and don't even try to sneak in some eyeliner in there. She gets to skip the whole makeup room, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
Although, if you look at her, she's pretty, she doesn't really need the makeup.
She's gorgeous. I mean, Chrystal
mm-hmm.
is a pretty girl. I mean, she is in real life.
You could
just
tell.
Just like the girl who plays Christina, was it Teresa Castillo? She's pretty in real life,
Sabrina.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the Sabrina character on GH. But I can't believe they're
pretty girl.
So obviously ripping off that story. It's very annoying. And it's not going to work in this situation because, first of all, just in a few scenes I've seen, I mean, even with the, on GH, even with the Ugly Betty, for lack of a better description, I mean, that may not be the best description, but even when, you know, Sabrina's nurse, you know, Nurse Sabrina is, you know, in her Ugly Betty outfit and everything, there's still a spark. They still have that little spark between her and the doctor she's in love with. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
still their story, and then she's got the side story with Felix, her sidekick, and they're very entertaining in and of themselves. So there's a lot of personality, a lot of humor, a lot of, you know, backstory and everything. Well, I know this girl's only been on 2 days, and she just made her appearance, but I could tell immediately, very, very blah as far as the character was concerned. And I'm not saying that's the actress. I mean, she's probably doing that intentionally. But
probably the actress is supposed, I mean, the character is supposed to be blah.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm just thinking, wow, to go from Rafe, you know, Rafe and Kate, for them to try to pull off this, I mean, really? I don't know. I'm just disgusted by it. So many people are Rafe fans. They're very unhappy with this turn of events because, of course, Ken Corday has already spilled the beans that, you know, Rafe and this PT Jordan are going to be, you know, featured in a story and everything, you know, so we know where this is all headed, but, you know, I'm getting my personal opinions in here, but I don't think it's going to work because, first of all, it would be hard to beat the chemistry that Kate and Rafe have, but secondly, Rafe was pretty darn boring up until Kate came into his life, so I don't see somebody who's playing an even, you know, how is there going to be any spark? Now, in real life, actually, Chrystal and Kate, I mean, Lauren could play, you know, family. I mean, they have very similar features in some ways, but it's just, they could, you know, and if Chrystal's character
was
dressed up,
maybe the long lost daughter. We don't know
maybe,
her background.
We were kind of hoping it was Cassie. I was kind of hoping maybe
Cassie. Yeah.
But
true.
You know, maybe she. Mm-hmm. What I thought would be an interesting story when I heard about this PT, I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if
she had been in an accident, lost her memory, had to have some surgery or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
that's why she decided to go into PT, but she has no memory of who she is, and she doesn't look like Kathy.
Yeah, now, she has to have a backstory, so who knows who
yeah.
she's related to.
Well, and mm-hmm. I think they're going to go with a sympathy card with she's abused or this or that or the other or something to make her
mm-hmm.
sympathetic. But I honestly
right.
don't think people are going to buy it because there's just was too much chemistry with Kate and Rafe. And I think that having this homely character come in, even though everyone knows there's ultimately going to be this beautiful girl underneath it all, I don't think that's going to be enough to sell the story. I really don't. So, and her first couple scenes were so blah, I was just like, if this is any indication, we're going to be in for another Dannifer or worse. You know,
well,
so,
worse,
I don't
you got
know.
The Teresa, you got Teresa looking at Daniel.
Oh,
oh yeah,
you
Teresa's
know,
after Daniel.
Look on her face as Daniel came through. I mean, at least that, at least that would stop Dannifer. But I mean, Daniel and Teresa just doesn't seem to.
Ugh.
Although I guess
no.
it would be up Dr. Dan's alley if something's wrong with Teresa
right.
and to play doctor.
Yeah, she gets sick.
Teresa can't get busted for drugs and sent back to L.A. fast enough, in my opinion, but that's, you know.
Yeah. So I guess that is her problem. She was busted for drugs. Like, that finally
yeah.
came out
yep.
why she's there. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing. If Kayla had been so demanding that Stephanie do exactly as she's told, Stephanie might have been a better character.
Yeah. Exactly.
Kayla was so insistent and so motherly and so, I mean, it was like, you know, she called Teresa up on the phone and she was like, hello, you get over here right now. You get your butt over here right now and don't you dare hang up on me. You know, and it was like, if you had been that, you know, demanding of Stephanie, you know, I don't know. That was just my thought when I saw that. She did a really good job with it, but you know, Kayla's definitely right there in Teresa's face, basically.
I liked that she made her write a note to Jennifer.
Yeah, she made her write I don't know, I'm sorry or whatever. Yeah, note
uh-huh.
to Jennifer. I mean, like I said, she was so right there. You're gonna do this, Missy. You know, and I think she even used the word Missy. And then she handed the note to Jennifer and just before the tea party and at least Jennifer can't use
what?
The I'm drunk excuse. Huh?
What did she say? She used what? The word what?
Missy.
She handed her the note right before the tea party. She gave Jennifer the note.
And called
she
her Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer said she wrote it. Mm-hmm.
No. She called, when she was talking to Teresa, she said, you know, and don't you even hang up on me, Missy.
I gotcha.
Okay. Don't you hang up on me, Missy. To Teresa, she was being, you know, like a mom would.
Right.
And don't you even hang up on me.
Yeah, when you call
me.
Your daughter Missy, although my daughter's name is Jennifer.
I mean,
but I think most mothers do that, call their daughter Missy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're trying to tell them to do something. Okay, Missy, you know.
Yeah, okay, Missy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so then she gives Jennifer the note, and, you know, Jennifer can't even use the excuse that she agreed to let Teresa come back. She told Kayla, and this was before the tea party actually started, so they hadn't even had a drink yet, that she was going to go ahead and it was in the middle of the tea party, actually, wasn't it, that she agreed and said, I wouldn't do it for anybody but you, Kayla?
Yeah.
I don't know. She came back to Kayla.
Still hot,
and said, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she came back to Kayla and said that she was going to go ahead and give Jennifer, or not Jennifer, she was going to go ahead and give Teresa a second chance because, you know, Kayla
mm-hmm.
asked and she would do anything for Kayla. If it was anybody else, she wouldn't have done it. But yeah.
I don't know.
And then Teresa looks like she's getting into heavier drugs. That didn't look like pot to me.
Yeah. No, they're talking about
cocaine
now.
That's cocaine,
huh?
Yeah.
They're talking about cocaine now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, anyway, I don't know. I think Teresa has the most annoying voice ever. So every time she talks in that seemingly sweet but sarcastic voice, I just want to scream. So, yeah, to me, that's not a win. I tried to be open-minded.
Well, Amanda's here. Let me bring her on here. And
Okay, sure.
Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
hi.
Amanda.
Hey.
Hey,
how are
you? I'm good. I think I have a lot more different viewpoints than you guys have this week talking on the show. I actually think it's one of the most boring weeks I've seen in a long time. And I know you
really?
Guys seem to like
yeah.
it.
You
know,
it's boring.
I enjoyed it, most of it, some of it.
And the two days I was bored the most, you guys seemed to love so much. It was the stupid being stoned thing. I think for me, it bothered me because the only person I found interesting at all was Nicole, because she looked at them like they're all bat crap crazy, which I liked that part of it. But
I think the thing that I liked the most about it was the fact that we got to see Julie and Kayla and Adrian.
Yeah.
We don't get to see them all that often, especially Julie.
And interacting with everybody, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And interacting with everybody, yeah. So that was what I really liked about it. And Julie delivered some great lines about the cruises.
Oh, Julie
know.
Was funny. Mm-hmm.
I think what would have made it more interesting is if the writers had actually done their research and got how people would act. The only thing they got right, I thought, was when they were eating all the food. But other than that, I'm like, I never mispronounced anything. I'll admit it. I smoked a little back when I was a teenager and stupid. I admit that. I'm like, no.
Well, at least you're admitting it, right?
Yes.
Not
offense, these girls are the stupidest people. You would not act like this if you were drunk. You were not drunk. I mean, come on. It was so plot-driven. I'm like, oh, my God. I like the
I don't know. I just thought it was fun to watch something different, you know, something.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why people liked it, but the thing I don't understand, why bother doing this if they're not going to have it be used as something down the road? If they're not going to use it down the road,
I mean, yeah.
to
See,
expose
they
JJ.
Hope in the scene.
I thought it was to expose
had,
JJ, and it didn't.
Well, yeah, and if they had kept hope in the scene, they could have exposed JJ in my eyes if they had kept hope there. Because with police,
right.
they do random drug tests all the time.
Yes, they do.
And if Hope had passed for a drug test, that would have been perfect because she would have been like, I don't do that. I don't know. I don't know where this is coming from. And then it was like it could hit everybody. Oh, yeah. Remember the party? And Jennifer could remember all the stuff she's been told. And
yeah.
That would have
right.
been really cool. But Hope left before the party. Maybe she gets the last donut. Maybe she comes back and the party's over. And I don't know.
I think JJ got rid of all those donuts.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, because Jennifer had that last one, and he screamed at her, I sneezed on it.
Oh, Abby. Oh,
didn't.
Yeah, Abby was
Yeah,
Abby,
Abby, Abby. 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 Yeah.
Did anybody else notice that the only time we've seen Jennifer be interesting at all is when she was stoned?
But
yeah.
Funny. Jennifer was funny. Yeah. Jennifer,
I'm like,
when she's stoned.
Yes,
yeah.
And like she used to have a sense of humor. She used to have a personality. Now she's just so boring.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, I'm like, oh God, we're back to this again with her. No.
Well, on Friday's show, I liked the fact that they were doing tribute to Jack. But
oh
Jack,
yeah, the tribute.
Can you
to
believe
Jack.
How we didn't talk about this part yet? I couldn't believe how. I don't know. I just couldn't stand the way it was written about it. I don't know. Number one, I had to look it up, and yeah, they were right. It really is the anniversary of Madison and Jack, but you know, you had that part, and it was just I actually thought that it was in September that they had the death, but I guess it wasn't. It was August 15th.
It was August. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was in September, but I guess it was August. So anyway, I just didn't like the
small
whole
mention. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like the whole it was just a small mention. It wasn't really anything spectacular. And then the Madison, you know, got the small details there, but oh my gosh, Jennifer and Nick Jennifer and the very end of the Friday show, Jennifer busted. She ran into Kristen, and she
Kristen Brady thing and Eric,
Yeah, and Jen picks it up and is like, "Oh my gosh, are you pregnant?" You know, so Jennifer's going to go, I guess. Well, according to what we saw on Friday, Jennifer's going to wait for Kristen to take the test because Kristen has actually told Jennifer outright. You know, where no one can hear in the middle of the, you know, wherever. it's not Brady's. And at the same time, Nicole came out of nowhere. Yeah. Nicole came out of nowhere when Jennifer went to Jennifer went to call in and say she was going to be late to work, Nicole came out of nowhere, and Kristen points that bag right at her so she can see what's inside of it. So there is no way in my mind that Nicole does not know the same thing. She may, I mean, it's just, it makes no sense to me. You know, the bag is right there. You can see pregnancy test written on the top of the package, and Nicole is standing right there. So if Nicole doesn't realize what's in that bag come Monday, I'm going to scream. Because it's right there.
Wasn't there some spoiler that Nicole's going to tell Daniel that Jennifer's pregnant or something like that?
I thought it was Jennifer. But I don't
know.
Gonna
think it's for Jennifer. Or Kristen will tell her it's for Jennifer, maybe. Oh, I don't know. Well, no.
Yeah, that's right, because they tell her that Jennifer's
maybe.
Pregnant.
Oh.
That's right. There is a spoiler about that. Nicole tells Daniel that Jennifer's pregnant. You're right.
She just assumed that. Oh.
I know it's not even true, but the thing is, I don't ever want to see that on screen, really. I don't want a Daniel baby.
Don't
I just don't want it. God.
But, I was sitting here, and until you said that, it didn't hit me. Jennifer's going to cover for Kristen.
Probably, yes.
Stupid.
For Nicole, yeah.
I think it's stupid.
Because she told her it's not
stupid.
Brady, it's some other man. Yeah. You would think Kristen would want Nicole to know that it's Brady. But I thought she would just say it is Brady's. That's how she did Brady.
Yeah, I think so. That's what I would
say. That's what I don't get. Yeah,
which is why it didn't make sense
to
me when we said that.
It's Brady's. I don't get that. She'd get what she wanted then, you know? Brady and a baby.
I don't get that at all. Brady and a baby. I don't get it at all. I don't like the road they're going down in the first place with Kristen being pregnant at all. We already went down that road.
Really? How old is she anyway? I mean, I know you can have babies.
She's Marlena's age, isn't she?
Well, in real life, she's 54.
When John and Marlena and her had those
in her 40s.
No, because when John and Marlena and Kristen had those scenes when EJ was born in 94, they were all the same age. And if Marlena is a great grandmother, then so can Kristen be.
Yeah. Well, look, they had Marlena pregnant, too, and she was, like, at the same, like, years ago. She was in her 50s. Remember, she fell on the steps and lost it?
I don't want to see that either. I don't want to see another miscarriage story. I don't. I don't want to see Jennifer lie and say that she is pregnant and then turn around and say she miscarried. I don't want to see Kristen be pregnant and then miscarry. I don't want any more miscarriage stories.
Yeah.
But
Nicole's the one that has to have a baby, you know? Or, you know, Nicole keeps losing the baby. And this Kristen, this evil Kristen, is going
to
be the one that has the baby. You know,
is she going to have it or is she going to lose it again, you know? You know, especially since it's been released that she's leaving the show.
Oh, yeah, she could lose the baby, too.
Or they can have her leave town pregnant and go to some facility so she doesn't lose the baby. That's the only thing I could think how they could write her out.
Well, I don't know.
Because
her last day was July 17th. So
it's like
November,
though.
They're 4 months ahead in filming, which is ridiculous, I think, too, in my personal opinion. But so that's November. She'd be leaving in November.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a lookalike that was hired. So I don't know where they're going with all this. I really don't. I don't know.
Well, it would make sense. She'd definitely be at high risk, you know, so it makes sense she'd go to some facility for monitoring.
Yeah, but if that's the case,
then
they'd be leaving. If that's the case, they'd be taking her out now the minute she gets pregnant. They wouldn't let her go for the next 4 months being pregnant and then move to a high facility.
Well, at least if you wait to write her out for a period of time.
I guess.
You know. I'm still upset that she's leaving.
So if Jennifer's going to cover for Kristen, is she going to tell Daniel then? Or is she going to lie to Daniel?
Is Jennifer going to lie to Daniel and say she's pregnant?
Or
does
she gonna
that would be horrible?
That would be.
Stupid.
Yeah. I did not like that memorial at all because it seemed like the whole point of doing that so that Abby could be pimping Jennifer to JJ. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes, Abby, what is wrong with you?
That and what would Madison want right now? So, yeah.
she'd want him to get the hell away from that crazy bitch.
Oh, I wasn't a Madison fan anyway.
Also, the way Nicole was looking at Brady, like, really?
Oh, how about that scene with Nicole? And she's in the, like, because Eric is, and both Brady are just thinking Kristen is just this wonderful person, and she's changed, and she looks up at God, and she says, really? Really? What are you giving these two idiots? You know, help me with these two idiots. I thought that was funny. You know.
Yes.
It's called Brady an idiot, and it's called Eric an idiot. So, which they are both idiots, but they're men, so, you know, they can't see through manipulative women.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of men are like that, just, you know.
Well, like I said, look at EJ, you know, they can bring anything they want into that cell room, but they can't, he couldn't bring her food.
Yeah.
Because Abe said, remember Abe put his foot down, where you, when EJ says and bring food, he goes, you can't do that. I'm like, oh, Abe, shut up.
Yeah, oh, Abe,
what I would say.
Abe, you go get food for her. I would have told him Abe to go get food for her then. Why does Abe have to go to the judge to get special permission for somebody else to bring in food? Why can't Abe just go get it?
Really?
You think so?
Yeah.
Come on.
You know, or Roman. Hello, where's Roman? Where is Roman?
I don't
Roman?
Know where he's been.
His father,
her father,
being killed in the prison cell, in the same
go
building
to the Brady
that
pub. Get a grandma to bring her food. She owns a damn pub, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, Roman could go get grandma's food and bring it to her.
Yeah.
He works in the same building. So, I haven't seen Roman since he got called Uncle Roro or whatever that was.
Uncle Ro.
I love that.
Teresa calls him Uncle Ro.
Teresa called him that a few weeks ago.
Oh, God, that was great. I'm sorry,
yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I like when
so, yeah,
we're these snarky little things.
Now,
like
next
that,
week, though, now Kristen's in the same building, though, with Eric and Nicole, so that should be somewhat interesting.
That's interesting, yeah. Like,
oh, yeah.
Nicole just can't stand it, you know.
Nicole and Kristen going
how,
at I can, yeah, I foresee a major...
I just love how, like, Nicole gets it right, and these guys are just so clueless. It's just...
I
all
hope
the women, Maggie's trying to tell Eric, no, Nicole's maternal isn't the first word I would use to describe Kristen. And that's what Eric was saying, how maternal she was.
Yeah, that maternal
yeah.
is not the word I'd use for Kristen.
And it's like Maggie's trying to warn him. All the women are trying to warn him, you know. It's like they just don't get
it. We still got that video out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I told you guys 3 weeks ago that video. It's just up and disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's
got
to
find it. Maybe Sierra will find it again. You know?
Sierra,
like I said,
cool. Yeah, that's what I said when it first when she first didn't release it. I was like, Sierra will have it, you know, for weeks. But Nicole has to work with Kristen. That's going to be.
That's funny.
That's going to be some kind of fun. I can't wait to see Nicole's scene.
Was it Maggie? That woman needs to get, I don't know, something. Because every time I see her on screen, I go, oh, God, Daniel, run. That's her first thought.
Yeah.
Because maybe you should stay out of this. She goes, I can't stay out of it. Like, and he's looking at her like, why can't you?
And then her explanation, was because God let me be your mother. And for some reason,
God
also found a way to make me her aunt. And it's like, okay, if you're his mother and her aunt, maybe those two shouldn't be given in the first place.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sounds kind of weird anyway.
We
when you said, when she said it,
to.
I'm like, okay.
Just in her own explanation. Just in her own explanation to why she's not getting, you know, that was enough to know that maybe they just shouldn't be together.
I wish the writers would get that clue.
Relatives date.
Yeah, it was cute, though, seeing... I always love seeing Daniel, Sean Christian.
Good
I always love seeing him play with that little boy, though. He was hanging
They're
him upside down. And,
hanging upside
and Brady
down,
walks
yeah.
in, and Brady walks in, and Brady's like, I see an upside-down boy. You know, and it's like, yeah.
The one thing I'm getting a little sick of, these friggin' sex fantasies about with Daniel and Jennifer in them. I'm getting so sick of them. The shower ones, the desk one. I'm like, oh, God, please stop.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Ooh.
I'm like, oh,
the real ones
like
are bad enough, but the fantasy ones
sound,
are. Yeah.
It's going to sound horrible. I felt like I was stuck in a really bad porno every time they're doing one. I'm like, oh, my God. Just waiting for the music in the background. I was like, God, please, writers, stop doing this to us. It's like, it's bad enough when you have to see the real thing and now the fantasies. No. No, please.
Please don't show us another Daniel clearing the dust to hump Jennifer fantasy.
Yeah, really.
So I could have lived my whole life and then some and not seen that one. But
oh, God.
There were a lot of fantasies this week, weren't there?
Yeah.
There were a lot
yeah.
of, like Sandy was having fantasies in the jail cell about her kids and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
Jennifer and Daniel were fantasizing about each other, which,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we really don't need to see that.
I think
and
he's
then,
thinking about Eric.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes, he does.
And that guy, that guy that showed up, did we talk about that already? That guy that showed up
at
the school, he was hot for Nicole. I was like, at first I was like, I don't know, I was like, yeah, we need to look into that one.
Yeah, at this mm-hmm. point, Nicole needs a new, she needs a new guy. I wish she could have kept Vargas.
I know, I'm so
yeah.
mad about it. You mentioned at the beginning, Rose, but you mentioned at the beginning of the show, but at the top of the show, but definitely Twitter bomb. I think it's 1:00 Eastern time on Monday for Vargas slash Sean Douglas, because they apparently have not picked him up for contract, and
sounds like he's not coming back.
I always say Salem's the place where opportunity goes to die, and so you know that's basically what's happening there.
It is 1 p.m. Eastern, and you can find out information about it on the blog.
He has some other things that he's auditioning for and everything, but we just love him. He was such the perfect character to come in. He's one of those rare characters, like these other characters like Teresa and Kristen and these people that come in and come back or whatever, that, you know, they come in and they take over the place and it's like the whole show is about them.
Vargas needs to come in
and
take over the
place. And they're being constantly pimped 24/7. He comes in under the radar and it's like he's supposed to just be playing this like random prisoner at first. And it's like, holy heck, is he something else? Not only is he amazing looking, but he's just a very talented actor. I mean, he caught my eye immediately for, you know,
well,
after that.
Yeah, talent. But you know
what?
It's not always about the talent with the producers.
Well, that's true.
If
that were the case, Tato would still be on the show. So, yeah, exactly.
Right.
So
right.
It's just
and so would Matt Ashford and a lot, you know, they always get rid of the best. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it's just
that.
Really frustrating. I mean, because he's really talented. So we're going to do a Twitter bomb for him for, you know, who knows if he'll do any good. But, you know, he's had a nice following and everything. And he's just such a nice, nice, genuine guy. We just love him to death. He'll be a friend of the show forever. Anytime he ever wants to come back and talk to us about what's going on. But let's just see if we
can. Yes, we need to have him back on the show, Anna. Work on that.
Yeah, we've got to. Yeah,
yeah.
we need Vargas.
We could do another interview. Now, did I hear him? He tweeted to Nelson about a role on Criminal Minds.
Yeah, yeah.
Some kind of role. I don't know if it's
going to
be like a reoccurring or a guest star, but it sounded like more like a regular. I don't know. He just said a good role or something on Criminal Minds.
Yeah,
a good role,
yeah, probably a guest star, but, I mean, either way, it would be great. I mean, but I just, he's just so talented. And the thing of it is, he's one of those characters. He's kind of like Kate, the male equivalent of Kate. He can fit into any scenario. I mean, you know, straight women love him, gay men love him. You know, he's got such a great, like, just so talented and so good looking and just so appealing. But he can fit in with just about any scenario they wrote for him. I mean, he showed us the various people that he worked with, you know, that Vargas came in contact with. He did great in every one of those scenarios. I mean, I could imagine him in several different stories, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
many.
They could so do a thing like a patch thing where he starts out, you know, a bad guy, but he comes back to being kind of gray, where he's never like goody-goody, but he always has his gray edge. But he could definitely be redeemed as a character that could be like a main character on the show. So why they would pass that up, I have no idea. It's just awful. So let's just hope we can get him, keep him in Salem.
I like the actor.
I want him to come back.
I mean, I like the actor.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. The problem I think they did is they kept him at the church for too long, and then I kind of got bored by him. And just like seeing him, Nicole, I think she was more exciting when she was drinking. It's like I understand she's in love with Eric, but I think she needs to stop working there because it's like all the things I love about Nicole are kind of gone at this point. And I like the fact she's grown a bit and matured, but sometimes
well,
you can't have these really. Well, you can't have these exciting characters working at a church. You just can't. Because you have to make them more bland to make
Nicole's
them fit in.
Nicole's always saying that, you know, I can't say this at a church, you know. And it's like Eric had to remind her that, you know, it's not just at church. She shouldn't be thinking it at all. So.
And if you're going to have a character that's going to be, you know, more gray or bad, you can't have them at a church all the time. And you're like, okay, what can you really do with them there? Like, if they move Marcus somewhere else, then I might enjoy the character more. But it's kind of like, how many times are we going to see him fixing the air conditioning? I mean, granted, that was nice. But, but you know what I mean? I want to see him, you know, I don't know, be a if he's going to be a bad guy, let him be a bad guy. Let us see it, you know? But if they're not going
to
go the direction,
I'd see him with Coke somehow. You know, that's what they should have
done. I don't
know.
We could have done so much with Marcus. I mean, Nicole and him. And
I liked him and Nicole, or like him and Kate, or anybody. Yeah, I liked him and Nicole. Him and Nicole.
Yeah, I did like him and Nicole, and he would have had things to do with him and Kate as well, or not him and Kate, but well, him and Kate might have been good too.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, him and Kate might
anybody,
have been good.
You know, really.
But you know, even Hope, you know, he could have livened that up, that aspect up. Because Bo is evidently, he called at the beginning of the week and broke.
Broke Bo's heart
on the phone. She's been counting down the days till he was coming home, and she had to tell Julie that he was just called and he's not coming home for a while still. And it's like, you know,
he's
going undercover.
Another reason for him to be gone.
Hmm. He's going undercover again, or
something. Better reason for him being gone. I mean, it's so lame. They're just making out his character to be a jerk.
I hate when they do that. And they know the actor's not ever going to come back. Why can't they just kill him off screen or something? Something to explain why he's not ever going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think he wants to be tied down to any kind of contract.
He'll
probably
end up getting a divorce, or he'll send her a divorce paper or something
like
that.
It looks like they're heading the divorce papers, from what I can. I mean, just I agree with you, Marianne, because
he
made a phone call to her, and you could just see the hurt all over her about it. And it was like.
But they're not even married, though.
Huh? Oh, that's right.
Not technically married.
Yeah, never fixed that problem. Yeah, I don't think we did.
But they'll never talk about that, you know. I'm like,
that story got dropped.
But related to John are going to get divorced. They're not married. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, that got dropped. And that whole thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway, was there anything
that.
Else from this week you girls remember? Anything else you remember?
Other than I wanted EJ to plunge Rafe back into a coma? No. God. Rafe's... This is why I hated the Rafe character. I liked him when he starts, you know, sleeping with Kate. But is this the reason I really couldn't stand him for like 3 or 4 years? I'm not going to break the law. I have an obligation to the badge. I'm like, since when? He had
kids. Remember when Gabby did all that stuff from the thing?
He was ready to cover for her.
He wasn't going to go out and he was going to cover for her. But he can't help Sammy get out of jail, even though he knows Bernardi was a bad cop. I mean, really? He knows Sammy was trying to save his life. He knows Bernardi was a bad cop. So why can't he just come out and say that? Why would that be breaking the law?
I totally understood why EJ was so pissed. Are you going to basically throw her to the wolves? What did he say about what he was basically throwing her life away? Because you can tell he just wanted to, like, shake him or kill him.
As I told Sam, I just wish you would have finished, you'd let him finish the job.
I mean, think about this. How hard must have been for EJ to come and ask Rafe, Rafe for help.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite slides had
to
do with
Rafe. He did swallow his pride, I'd have to admit, to come to Rafe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what that Ray says, but, I think something about his intelligence, he goes, I've always known you what little amount of intelligence you actually have. I was hysterical. I love the little comments that EJ makes to Rafe, because you're thinking, you can understand why he feels this way. Because I've never really been impressed by Rafe's brain, so I can understand why he's like making little snide comments about his intellect. But I love how Rafe's all saying to Booty, and he's looking like, seriously? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking. Oh,
that was one of those moments where the writers were speaking to the audience.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm there watching on my TV. And I'm going, is Rafe for real? And I'm realizing I'm talking to my TV. I'm like, oh wait, that sounds crazy.
No, but when EJ responded about his intelligence, to making a judgment,
yes,
on his intelligence or lack thereof or whatever, it's just it was cracking up.
And of course, I flash back to a few years ago when Sammy shot EJ in the head, and Rafe's like quitting the FBI, mm-hmm, and he's like, first of all, because he was Will, and that was Sammy, and then he's like, then he's trying to, you know, when Cole finds out, he's trying to, you know, basically charm her, to con her, to get the tape back.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, come on. Suddenly he's a law-abiding? Seriously?
Well,
this is why people don't like you, Rafe. God.
Well, it looks like our spoiler picks for next week have some Vargas scenes coming up. We're seeing it. Monday, maybe. I don't know what days these are from. I was looking at it. Anyway.
Nowadays, I don't. Yeah, when it comes to spoilers, I take it as a grain of salt, because sometimes the way they
it's
word
not,
it.
It's not a spoiler,
then,
it was picture. It was a
yeah, I know.
Picture,
but when you watch it, it's not as bad as they make it sound sometimes. So I never know what to trust when I read. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So do I want
to
know? Do
well,
I not want to know? Is that,
your
interest, no. Yeah.
Anyway, is there anything else so that we can wrap this up, I think.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, so I'm good. Anything,
hopefully next
I'm
week,
good.
This week will be better.
Okay, well, then I'll see you next week, everybody. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Have fun.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye, Rose.
Bye. Bye.